Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Just 6 months ago, Ann Arbor native Laith Alsaadi was one of four top finalists on NBC's reality TV show, The Voice. But he didn't get there by singing top 40 pop songs. He got there belting out blues and rock and roll.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. I ain't got time to take no fast train. Oh, the lonely days ago, I'm coming home, yeah. Baby, she wrote me a letter.
Alsaadi will play Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo tomorrow night. He says friends had been encouraging him to go on The Voice, but he never thought he'd do it. But then he received a VIP audition slot from the show, and he thought, why not?
Thank you.
Your voice is so enormous. Enormous.
Like, big.
You don't even need a microphone. It's so awesome, man.
A lot of yelling in my house.
Alsaadi says he's glad he went on The Voice, but he never actually wanted to win. He had already made a name for himself locally. He's also worked with famous artists like Taj Mahal, Buddy Guy, Greg Allman, and B.B. King.
All I hoped for was that I was going to get a lot of good exposure with it, and things worked out exactly like I wanted. I mean, I got to make it to the finals, so I got to have all the performances that the winner had. But, you know, when all was said and done, I was kind of left back to my own devices and my own career. And it's kind of a beautiful thing to just be able to take that and run with it, you know. I actually never thought I would win, and I think it's probably better that I didn't, because I've already been playing gigs around the country and around Michigan for quite a while. So what this did is really just took me out of playing bars and put me into playing more theaters and, you know, being able to be more of an artist and playing my own original music. And now if I play a cover, it's because I want to, not because I'm playing 4 hours in a bar and feel like I have to throw the audience a bone, you know. So it's a nice thing.
Gone, gone, babe, I'm gone. Oh, Lord, got to keep moving on. I'm so tired of waiting so long. Babe, I'm gone, gone, gone.
At first, Alsaadi says he felt weird about being on a show that makes music into a competition. After all, music is often subjective.
I mean, it is not a competition. And it's self-expression, and I think that was probably my biggest thing about not wanting to do a show like this, is that there's so many things about how it paints the art or paints the artist that I don't really agree with. But at the same time, The Voice isn't defining anything about what art is. It's a TV show. It's a chance to see people do their thing, and to be honest, especially because they are not like American Idol or the other shows out there where contestants can be portrayed in a pretty negative light, or they use judges to kind of rip on them, you know, to make the audience happy. Like, The Voice tends to portray everybody in a positive light, and I think they want to see everybody that's participated come out a little bit ahead.
Alsaadi stuck out from the other contestants on The Voice. He didn't just sing, he could play guitar, too. An MLive article said the fact that he made it so far showed that there's an audience that wants, quote, real music made by real people.
Chains all around me, don't know what I'm gonna do.
You played a lot of things that are very Midwestern. You know, do you feel like you really represented Michigan out there?
I mean, I hope so. I'm born and raised here, and I absolutely love music from Michigan and have made a point to stay in Ann Arbor, which is where I'm from, because I'm very proud to represent this area, this region. I had the chance when I was 20 years old to play in the Johnny Trudell Orchestra, which was a big band, well, still playing today, and Johnny's 77 years old. He's a trumpet player. But it was a big band led by Johnny Trudell, who is the trumpet player for Motown. And I was 20 years old, and I got to play in a band that was mostly people that had played on all the great Motown recordings before Motown had moved from Detroit to California. So I was in a band with, you know, Larry Nazaro and Johnny Trudell and Maurice Davis and all these people that may not be famous names, but if you open up your What's Going On record and look at who's on the album, they're there. sounds of Detroit are something that are really unique. I mean, I believe there are regional sounds everywhere in the country, but Detroit is such a unique melting pot because the auto industry and the boom that Detroit had brought a bunch of people from all over the country up to move here. And we had blues musicians from the South that moved up. I mean, John Lee Hooker is known as a Detroit blues musician. Albert King spent time in Detroit. You know, Sun House spent time in Detroit. So many great jazz musicians came up here. The Jones family, Elvin Jones, played drums for John Coltrane. His brother Hank, great piano player, and Thad Jones, who was one of the co-founders of the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band. I mean, there's so much beautiful, diverse history in Michigan, in Detroit, and that's not even to touch on Bob Seger and the Stooges and MC5 and, you know, the roots of punk and great rock and roll that have been made here. So I guess what I'm saying is those things are such a big part of who I am that it's important to me to be able to contribute and to be a continuation of what that is, because I am from Michigan. I'm born and raised here. The sounds of this area are what help shape the music that I play. And I think if you have to move to Nashville or LA or New York, it's going to just homogenize those things that really help contribute to regional sound.
For sure that I'm out the door if you don't stop loving me. Al-Sadi often mentions his alma mater, University of Michigan. But he also went to Western Michigan University for his first 2 years of college. While he was there, he dual majored in voice and guitar. He also sang in WMU's Gold Company.
You know, the Gold Company program was a really interesting experience. I loved studying vocal jazz, and I think Western and Steve's degree had a great thing. May he rest in peace. And when I went to U of M, I actually stopped my vocal major aspect. I think that Western had a really good jazz vocal program, but when I got here, I realized I had to start over again. Basically, they wouldn't let any of my credits transfer over at U of M, and so I had to start with 4 years of applied study on my instruments, and I decided to switch from voice to bass, because I had gotten a scholarship for playing bass at University of Michigan. So I ended up double majoring in upright bass and guitar.
Al-Sadi says he's been writing and will likely make an album down the road. But for now, he's riding the wave of success from The Voice.
I hope that, you know, I can continue to take this forward motion and build on it. Don't learn to love me. Gonna learn to let me be.
If you don't learn to love me, ooh, woman, you're just gonna have to learn to let me be. Laith Al-Sadi, singer-songwriter and former contestant on NBC's The Voice, will play Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo tomorrow night at 9. For a longer interview with him, visit our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.